we from misery to happiness to thee. I'm on my way from misery to happiness to thee.
Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on this Wednesday morning, a beautiful day in Saskatchewan, and I am enjoying it sitting outside at Ag in Motion. We are at the Co-op Farm Building, which is a great location of, this is a huge farm show each and every year. Impressed with the size of this, and the gates literally are opening right now. So thanks again to Co-op Agro for hosting us out here. Very glad to be here. Ag in Motion, day two of the three-day show today. And if you are coming down to the show, I hope you can pop by the Co-op Agro location here and say hi. We have got a packed show today. So many different things to talk about. A lot of it has to do with agriculture. We're going to talk drones. We're going to talk about the role that co-op plays throughout the province of Saskatchewan. Sean Haney, the host of Real Ag on the Weekend, is going to stop by later in the show. But I want to get right into the topic at hand today, which is a check-in with our premier who's on the East Coast. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, we know that the premiers meet on an annual basis with the prime minister, and it seems to me that every time they do, at least lately, over the last year or so, there's been some hot topics to discuss. Today is no exception. That meeting is happening in Prince Edward Island, and Premier Scott Moe is out there for the meetings with the premiers, with the prime minister, and I'm happy to say we've been able to connect with Premier Moe this morning. Premier, thank you so much for giving us some time.
Thank you, Evan, and welcome to a great day at Ag in Motion, one of the largest, if not the largest, farm show in the world, and puts the most technologically advanced food production system on full display for the world to see.
You're so true, so right there, Premier. And everyone you see today has a bottle of water in one hand and a bottle of bug spray in the other. The mosquitoes are also in full form today.
They're like birds out there.
I know they are. I mentioned this going into the break, Premier, but it seems to me every time you meet with the premiers and the prime minister over the last year or two, there's been some fairly significant things to discuss. Now you're meeting in the wake of this announcement this week, the president of the United States threatening another tariff, 50% tariffs coming up in a month from now. How does that form how you go into these discussions?
Well, it intensifies the agenda for sure around, a reviewed and renewed CUSMA agreement and the efforts that we're making with the, alongside other premiers in the federal government. And I think we agree that that is the goal. There's maybe some different views on how we get to that goal, but that certainly has intensified the agenda around that particular topic. But it's also important for us to remember this is, I think, the 10th round of tariffs that the president has instituted. Some he's backed away from. Some are definitely having an impact even on our Saskatchewan economy. We saw a curtailment of operations at Carrier Lumber in Big River. That's a big impact for that region. So we need to, work through this round of tariffs like we have others, and ultimately stay focused on getting to that negotiating table and supporting that renewed trade agreement with not only the U.S. but Mexico as well.
Do you have a sense, I know you've had multiple talks with the prime minister, it's often tough because we all want to know how are talks going, where are things at? We don't get a lot of details. We've heard the prime minister say we don't negotiate in public. Do you get a sense that we're going to get there, Premier?
Well, I do, and I'm hopeful. I would say I'm bullish with this 29 or 28 day window we have in this respect, but not confident that we'll find our way to an agreement. And I'm equally not confident that these latest round of tariffs will actually follow through, and to what degree they'd have an impact on the broader Canadian and, for our concern, the Saskatchewan economy. However, where these tariffs, existing ones and additional ones, do have an impact, it's big in that specific area and to those jobs that are impacted by it as well. So I would say I'm bullish but not confident we'll find our way in the next month or so. But we do need to find our way to what I call a renewed CUSMA agreement sooner rather than later, because of the inflationary costs and the impact on jobs that are happening. And I would say not just in Canada, but in the United States of America as well. And my speculation is that starting to be noticed south of the border as well.
Premier Scott Moe is our guest live this morning from Prince Edward Island, where the premiers are meeting with the Prime Minister. We know, Premier, the three irritants that they've cited for these 50% tariff potential in a month from now include the retaliatory tariffs that Canada made on U.S.-made vehicles and auto parts, the quotas that are embedded in the supply management system, and the boycotts on American alcohol. Both our province and Alberta have taken a little bit of a different path on that. You still stand by the decision it was the right one to put that alcohol back on the shelves and let Saskatchewan consumers make the decision?
Yes, and that will continue. And I think it speaks to maybe a little bit more positive relationship with the United States of America that you're seeing on Saskatchewan products. You saw the exemptions on this particular round of tariffs on, you know, potash, oil, uranium, energy sources such as that. We need to go further with our, you know, our industries that are being impacted are manufacturing, including agricultural manufacturing, of which you'll see many of those folks at the show there today, and the forestry sector that I mentioned earlier. And so we need the broad-based deal, the reviewed and renewed deal, as we move forward. However, the decision that we had made, as it pertains to not banning, various American, goods that are sold in Saskatchewan, and just allowing Saskatchewan people to make their own choice, and I'm sure they are, that is going to continue, because our goal is to actually have no tariffs or as low a tariff as possible, and have as open access to American and Canadian goods on both sides of the border. That's the goal that we have. That's the environment that we had prior to about 18 months ago, and that's what we want to get back to. That's what's best for Saskatchewan families and Saskatchewan businesses, and I would put forward that's what's best for American families and businesses as well.
Premier Scott Moe is my guest. You mentioned manufacturing. As I walked through the grounds this morning here at Ag in Motion, I mean, it is so evident that we have got, just even in the ag sector, such a strong manufacturing sector and industry in Saskatchewan, something that we're proud of. I've heard you talk about it time and time again. But I've also read reports that we are losing some manufacturing jobs to the United States through this. What are you hearing when you talk to industry, when you talk to those that are in the manufacturing business?
You're right, and it speaks to the integration and the agriculture of the agriculture industry across the 49th parallel. And it's true in the steel industry, it's true in the energy industry, it's true in virtually every other industry we have. We love big green combines and big red tractors that are built in the U.S. and we use them to, you know, seed and harvest our crops. In turn, the most advanced seeding technology on earth is all built in Saskatchewan, zero-till seeding technology, whether it's Batterstad, Borgo, Seedmaster, whether it's Morris, whether it's Pillar Laserworks, you name it, it's built in Saskatchewan and then exported largely to the U.S. but to other areas as well. It's an integrated system, and it is that way for a reason. As we, there are impacts today, and I'm working hard to do our part as a subnational government and really leverage the relationships that we have with a number of, you know, secretaries in the Trump administration, governors, previous governors that are now secretaries, as well as Congress and Senate, to advance Canada's position at that negotiating table so that we don't lose more jobs in the future. And I do have real concerns with respect to the manufacturing industry, in particular ag manufacturing, as well as real concerns about, you know, further challenges in the forestry industry. Our forestry industry today is facing a 35% American tariff on our products. That may go further in some of our OSB plants, pulp as well. So, you know, very real concerns on this latest round of tariffs. And although they don't maybe have a broad-based impact on what Saskatchewan sends to the U.S., in those specific areas, the impact is significant. And so we're going to be working hard to do what we can in advancing this conversation and getting to that broad-based reviewed, renewed CUSMA. That's the key to this. This is not going to be solved on social media. This is not going to be solved with comments flying back and forth in the media. It's going to be solved at the negotiating table. And I do have a level of respect for the Prime Minister in saying that he is not going to negotiate publicly. He is going to negotiate at that negotiating table, and that's why we brought together our sector-specific advisory groups, is to provide the very latest information to our negotiators, Ambassador Wiseman, Janice Ray, and Dominic LeBlanc, and the Prime Minister, so that they have Saskatchewan's views from the very ground level, those that are being impacted at that negotiating table each and every day they're there.
Premier Scott Moe is my guest. Just a couple more things while I've got you, Premier. Trump, of course, also made some threats that he might throw tariffs on Canada because of the wildfires, not happy with the smoke and the air pollution down there. One of the things he's citing is Canada's not doing enough when it comes to forest management. What are your thoughts on that?
Remove the 35% softwood tariffs. One of the reasons that we are unable to, maybe in his view, properly manage the forest, or in our view, actually have a full, vibrant, fulsome forestry industry, is because of the 35% tariffs that are currently on softwood lumber products. We saw Carrier curtail their operations. That's going to result in less of the forest being cut and utilized for lumber products, and a job loss there as well. It's very real in the area. And so if the president truly means what he says and stands behind his words, he needs to remove those tariffs. That's a prime example of kind of an existential impact, I think, of what tariffs can mean, not only in jobs and the economy and having a strong competitive North American economy, not just in Canada or the U.S., but ultimately in how we manage our forests, is by utilizing the forestry industry to ensure that we're strategically making the cuts so that we're protecting communities and protecting the spread of wildfires. So he's at the heart of that conversation with the tariffs that he's imposed.
It's an important perspective on it, Premier. I appreciate you bringing that angle of it up. Two more quick things while I've got you. Yesterday, a decision was made. It was announced that the premiers of 9 provinces came together to agree to remove major barriers to interprovincial sales of alcohol. How significant is this going to be for Saskatchewan?
Well, I think we already had this agreement with a number of provinces, so it'd be less of an impact for Saskatchewan as far as what the consumer will notice. We had this agreement with British Columbia, for example, and we've had it with, I believe, even Alberta. So less of an impact for Saskatchewan, but it will be a significant impact for other provinces that maybe were more protectionist in the regulations that they had. I also think it's indicative of provinces needing to do more. We have in Canada, we represent about 2% of global GDP. It's a big number, not a big percentage of global GDP. We need to do a better job on buying Canadian products, including energy products. The U.S., this is important too for us to not lose sight of. They're 26% of global GDP. So selling to Canadians is not going to replace our trade relationship with the U.S. just by the size of it, in particular in Saskatchewan, where our GDP is $85 billion. It's second largest per capita in Canada. It's an important market for us, but we need to do better at selling to other Canadians all of our products and trading amongst Canadians. That includes energy products and others. And I think, in fairness, that conversation has been changing in the last number of months, but it needs to go further.
Last thing I wanted to ask about very quickly is the Provincial Farm Research Labs. Governments of Canada and Saskatchewan recently stepped up to, it looks as if, protect those from being shut down, both the Indian Head and Scott Research Farms. Thoughts on that and what that's going to mean going forward?
Yeah, that's a difficult decision for us as a province from a financial perspective. As you know, we have a deficit that we'd like to get back to zero. However, understanding our largest industry and the biggest impact on exports and our GDP is agriculture, and you'll see that very much at the Ag in Motion show today. And so this is an important investment for us as the federal government is stepping out of this space, and we disagree with that decision. However, we need to have those research stations moving forward to ensure that agriculture continues to be a leader globally when it comes to not just the technology that we're utilizing, but the sustainable production practices that we have, the production levels that we have, which are global leading, and to ensure that the industry is going to be the cornerstone of the Saskatchewan economy for not just years into the future, but for decades into the future. And so financially, it's a bit of a difficult decision because we do have a deficit, and we want to get that back to balance. However, from an economic perspective, it's that we have no other choice but to support the industry that has supported so many families in this province for years.
Premier Moat, we appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck with your meetings today.
Good. Thank you very much, Evan. You didn't ask if we were going to weigh in on the Atlantic fisheries and weigh in on the manufacturing sector in Ontario, like one of my colleagues did on the potash and oil sectors in Saskatchewan.
Well, we'll have to save that for another time, I guess, yeah. Premier.
Well, the answer,
thanks so much.
The answer is no.
Okay, good.